Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. This is the main evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, Donegal County Council votes to censure Councillor John O'Donnell. They met in special session today to discuss last month's SIPA report, which found he contravened ethics and local government legislation. The Taoiseach casts doubt over whether those affected by mica in Donegal will be compensated in full. We'll hear what Leo Varadkar had to say in the Shannon today. The Mayor of Derry City and Strabane District Council, John Boyle, says today's visit to the region by the Speaker of the US House of Representatives was a huge honour for the city and the region. Ms. Nancy Pelosi visited Bridgend as well as attending a number of engagements in Derry. And later in the bulletin at around 5:15, we'll have the sports news with Kenny Harkin. Good evening. Donegal County Council has unanimously voted to censure Councillor John O'Donnell after meeting in special session today to discuss last month's Standards in Public Office Commission report, which found he had contravened ethics and local government legislation. A letter from the council's solicitors confirmed there is no provision for the council to suspend or remove Councillor O'Donnell. Members approved the proposal that he be formally censured, that he be asked to provide a written apology to each member and council officials, and that he be removed from committees. The Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council, Councillor Seamus O'Donnell, says in reality members were limited in what they could do.
Well, I suppose we're looking at the 24th of May with an impending election. It means very little. The council met in regards to the SIPA report, which had findings in regards to Councillor John O'Donnell. But what the council have resolved to do by unanimous order is that they have asked Councillor John O'Donnell to apologise to the staff and to the elected council for any actions which he may have taken during the recording. They have censured him, which will effectively mean that they will ask him not to speak at any future meetings of this council, of which there is one only coming up in the remaining council, and they have asked to remove him from any committees that he sits on other than one SPC, which he has entitled and has to sit on. So the council have taken actions that they were within their rights and powers to take. It is not the gift or discretion of the council to remove Councillor John O'Donnell from the council. So there was a meeting with over 20 councillors there this morning. They spoke with one voice, and that is the result of what they have decided to do.
Ultimately, and this was reflected in the letter from the solicitors as well, the final decision on this one will lie on the 24th of May with voters in the Milford area.
Correct. Like all of us as councillors, we are going before the people on the 24th of May. Councillor John O'Donnell is doing the same. The voters and the electorate of the Milford electoral area will decide on Councillor John O'Donnell's future post the 24th of May, and it will be evident to see whether he is elected in that three-seat constituency then. And that is a decision for the electorate, and that is the right of the electorate to decide who represents them, and one that is very important to keep in the democratic circle.
And that was Councillor Seamus O'Donnell, Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council. The Taoiseach has cast doubt over whether those affected by mica in Donegal will be compensated in full. In the Shannon this afternoon, Senator Patrick McLaughlin said the redress scheme promised late last year must be implemented without delay and should be 100% funded. Responding, Leo Varadkar confirmed he hopes the scheme will be delivered within the coming weeks, but stressed that costings will have an impact on its range. The Taoiseach warned that if the taxpayer is footing the bill, other initiatives may suffer as a result.
We are at the moment working on a scheme to assist people and families in Mayo and Donegal who have mica in their homes, and I've been in those homes and met those people. And that is being worked on, and it will be delivered this year, hopefully in the next couple of weeks or months, but it's not entirely under my control. But pyrite is different to mica. The cost of remediating mica homes is going to be a lot more than was the case for pyrite homes. The Senator is correct to say that the state needs to help, but sometimes I think the state has no face. Behind the state, there are taxpayers. It's quite a bill, and will mean if we do that, we won't be able to do other things. And they're the real choices that you have to make in government. So anything we do, whether it's assisting people whose homes are affected by mica, whether it's assisting people who live in defective apartment buildings, we have to know the cost. We have to work out what contribution would come from the taxpayer and what would come from the owners of those homes themselves. And we have to consider what other things as a consequence of that we can't do.
Taoiseach Leo Varadkar. The Mayor of Derry City and Strabane District Council, Councillor John Boyle, says the visit today by the Speaker of the US House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi, was a huge honour for the city and a significant vote of confidence in the work being done to bring about real and positive change for the citizens of the city region. Ms. Pelosi is leading a congressional delegation which has been visiting Ireland this week and returns to the US later tonight. Earlier, Speaker Pelosi made a flying visit to Donegal, crossing the border into Bridgend, where she again stressed the importance of maintaining the integrity of the Good Friday Agreement, particularly in the context of Brexit.
It's about peace. It's about not just what it means to Northern Ireland and Ireland. That would be reason enough for us to be guarantors and take pride in President Clinton and George Mitchell and the role of so many, including Chairman Richie Neal, in that peace process. But for what it means to the world to have this example of reconciliation.
The number of motorists in Donegal caught by Gardaí holding their mobile phones while driving rose by 225% in the first 2 months of this year compared to the same period last year. Drivers detected holding their mobile phone received 3 penalty points and a fixed charge of €60. Seatbelt, speed and drink driving offences all increased in the county over the same period. Inspector Michael Harrison is urging all motorists to be careful ahead of the Easter weekend.
Our appeal from an Garda Síochána is to ask drivers just to be careful out there, to drive sensibly, take plenty of breaks if they're going on long journeys. But in particular, it's we'll concentrate on our lifesaver offences, the mobile phone use, seatbelt, speeding and drink driving, all of which are significantly up this year regarding enforcement. We have been given extra personnel in roads policing units in this county, and I will be having overtime budget as well this weekend, so we will be increasing the amount of enforcement to make the roads safer here in County Donegal. With the extra resources that have been given, it's been shown in the amount of enforcement, the amount of fixed charge notices that have been given out for mobile phone use and seatbelts and speeding, and it's extremely worrying, particularly to see on a yearly basis, like, say, a 56% increase in seatbelt detections in this county, given that this is 2019 and that the government has been giving out messages on seatbelt use for as long as I can remember.
A Donegal County Councillor says a new community hospital in Letterkenny is not about taking patients from other hospitals, but rather about serving the town and its environs. Councillor Kieran Brogan was speaking following confirmation that a planning application is imminent for a new €25 million facility. It will include 110 beds, 10 of them assigned for a new dementia unit. The facility is to be located on a greenfield site between St Fiacre's Training Centre and Little Angels School, just opposite Errico College. Councillor Brogan says anything that will relieve the daily pressures faced by Letterkenny University Hospital must be welcomed.
We need a huge investment in this community hospital in Letterkenny, and there's a huge need there for it.
And your belief is there is enough demand within the community in Letterkenny to fill a community hospital twice over, not to mention bringing people in from elsewhere in the county?
Not at all. I mean, there's so many people who, after the surgery in Letterkenny, could use a community hospital there for respite and for many other facilities as well, convalescent. I mean, this is going to be a huge benefit on many different services within the HSE, and I believe that people will see this as a huge benefit. And we need the investment in the other hospitals as well. This is a project I've been pushing for some time. We have a growing town in Letterkenny that has grown vastly in the whole region right around Letterkenny. But you also need the investment in the Rowelt, and I want to make that loud and clear as well. The investment is needed there, and the investment is needed in Joseph's. So, I mean, it's up to us to ensure that we continue to keep the pressure on. But I'm delighted at this stage to confirm that the project in Letterkenny will go ahead and will go to construction.
And you've said that because this is a public-private partnership, it's not going to be affected by the pullback in capital spending as a result of the National Children's Hospital overspend.
That's right. I think that it's important to have that clarified, because once the planning, I suppose, process is complete, then this will go out to tender, and it won't be a privately run hospital. This will be run by the HSE, and it's important to send that message out as well. And I think nobody would want this more than the management of the General Hospital in Letterkenny as well, to take the pressure off that they have there.
Councillor Kieran Brogan. Councillor Frank McBurty believes he will be an even stronger voice within Fine Gael. The Raphoe politician was speaking on today's 9 till noon show following confirmation that he's been officially added to the Fine Gael ticket for the forthcoming local elections in the Stranorer electoral area, bringing to 3 the number of candidates there. Councillor McBurty says he thought long and hard about the decision, and he believes he made the right one.
I've succeeded in everything I've ever done in my life because I'm passionate. But what he called, I've had failures in my life as well. And, I mean, you have to take these failures sometimes on the chin and sometimes they hurt you. And, I mean, I don't know if I'm going to be re-elected on the 24th of May or not, but what he called, I'll have to cross that bridge when I come to it. But what he called, I'm a passionate person and people know my father. He's a passionate person. So I'm a lot like my father in a lot of ways. I'm just passionate about things that I do for people. I'm passionate about East Donegal. And I mean, I'm passionate about the people I represent. And that's, I mean, I don't need politics and I could retire in the morning, Greg. Mm. But I feel that Donegal needs a voice like Mayans. And I feel that I'm an even stronger voice within the Fine Gael party.
Councillor Frank McBurty. The Department of Agriculture has issued a condition orange notice of high fire risk effective from today until at least midday next Tuesday. The warning covers all areas where fire hazards such as gorse, heather, dried grasses and other dead vegetation exist. Donegal County Council is also reminding people it's an offence to cut, grub, burn or otherwise destroy any vegetation growing on land not cultivated between March 1st and August 31st. Already this month there's been a major gorse fire in Donegal. Trish Laverty has more.
Donegal County Council is urging landowners and members of the public to exercise caution and to take all necessary measures to prevent the occurrence of wildfires involving gorse, heather and similar vegetation. Landowners and members of the public are urged to be vigilant and to report any uncontrolled or unattended fires immediately to the fire service by dialing 999 or 112. The council is also urging landowners and members of the public not to engage in activities that could cause wildfires. People with homes or buildings in areas susceptible to wildfire are advised to remove or cut back any vegetation in the immediate vicinity of their house, building or oil tank to prevent wildfires damaging or destroying their property.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure's massive Easter sale, with an extra 30% off all sale items this Saturday the 20th, in store only at Station Roundabout Letterkenny.
Approaching 5:15, we say good evening to Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Donal. Good evening. We'll start with rugby news, and the World Cup will be Rory Best's final act as a professional player. The All-Star and Ireland captain has decided to retire from the game at the end of the tournament in Japan this autumn. Best is Ireland's third most capped ever player, winning 4 Six Nations titles and captaining them to last year's Grand Slam. He'll turn 37 in August, and Best feels like he's picking the perfect time to call it quits.
When you get to a stage in your career, you want to make sure that you leave a place and you can sort of walk out the front door, if you like, and you can hold your head high and say you went out on my terms, and this feels like the right time to do that.
Moving on to golf, and on the PGA Tour this week, it's the RBC Heritage is taking place in Harbortown at Hilton Head in South Carolina. Well, after a disappointing Masters tournament last week, Shane Lowry has made a great start to this week's tournament. He has finished his first round. He shot a round of 65 at 6 under par. He's one shot clear of Trey Mullinex and Daniel Berger, both on 5 under par. Ryan Moore, who's going well as well last week, he's 4 under through 11. Graham McDowell, he's also out in the course. He's 1 under par through 14 holes. Seamus Power has just teed off. Moving on to soccer, and Scotland's poor start to their Euro 2020 qualifying group has cost Alex McLeish his job as manager. A 3-0 defeat away to Kazakhstan was followed by an underwhelming 2-0 victory away to San Marino. Scotland had already secured a playoff spot via the Nations League, but the SFA board believe a change in management is needed to reinvigorate their campaign. On the pitch tonight, Arsenal boss Unai Emery, he insists they won't attempt to sit back on their 2-0 lead heading into tonight's Europa League quarter-final second leg away to Napoli. And Chelsea, they hold a 1-0 lead over Slavia Prague. That's ahead of their second leg at Stamford Bridge. Valencia lead Villarreal 3-1 going into tonight's game at the Mestalla, while Benfica, they take a 4-2 lead to Eintracht Frankfurt. And the dates have been confirmed for Spurs and Liverpool's Champions League semi-finals. Spurs will host Ajax at their new stadium on Tuesday, April the 30th, with the return leg in Amsterdam on Wednesday, the 8th of May. Liverpool's semi-final first leg will be away to Barcelona at the Nou Camp on Wednesday, the 1st of May, with the second leg at Anfield the following Tuesday. Elsewhere, Watford manager Javi Garcia says the club have lost an appeal against Troy Deeney's red card. The Premier League club's captain was sent off just 11 minutes into Monday's defeat to Arsenal after a clash with Lucas Torreira. Deeney will now be banned for 3 matches. Some ticket news in Gaelic games following increased attendance at the AIB Ulster Club Championships and the Bank of Ireland Dr McKenna Cup. Ulster GAA have issued ticket prices and admission offers for the 2019 Ulster Senior Football Championship. To ensure that as many supporters as possible have the opportunity to enjoy the Ulster Championship, a special buy early offer remains in place with savings up to 30% versus tickets bought on the day. Concessions, tickets for senior citizens and students will be available for all games. These tickets can be purchased through county boards and give an average of saving of 30% on full ticket prices. For 2019, 3 additional ticket offers will be made available for the championship. Full details of these can be found in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. In the AFL, Cora Staunton is staying with the Greater Western Sydney Giants for a third season. The 11-time All-Star has joined Donegal's Yvonne Boner and signed a new contract with the Giants. In cycling, Ireland's Sam Bennett has maintained leadership of the Tour of Turkey. The Bora Hansgrohe rider followed his victories in the first 2 stages with a second place finish in today's 3rd stage. Bennett now holds a 22-second lead on general classification. In snooker, Mark Allen will face China's Zhu Xilong in the first round of the World Championship. James Cahill, who has been rewarded for becoming the first amateur to qualify for the Crucible, with a meeting with 5-time champion Ronnie O'Sullivan. Cahill, great performance to beat Ireland's Martin Judge yesterday. While defending champion Mark Williams, he'll face Martin Gould in the first match on Saturday. And finally, for this evening, runners considering entering the 2019 Strabane Lifford Half Marathon have until Easter Sunday to claim their place. The cross-border event is one of the most popular in local athletics calendar and returns to the local roads on Sunday, May the 12th. With entries capped at 1,200 runners, it is once again expected to be a sellout. You can register on www.derrystrabane.com/SLHM. Entries will close on the 21st of April or before that if the quota is reached. That's all your sport for this evening. It's back to Donal.
Thank you, Kenny. A former Fine Gael senator who's now standing as an independent candidate in next month's European election has launched her campaign today in Donegal. Dr. Fidelma Healy-Eames says the region has been left behind by the government and many people in Donegal feel the effects of that. She says the constituency has been downgraded by the EU from a developed region to a region in transition. She says that highlights the need for more investment and support. What's happening, she believes, is the opposite. And Dr. Healy-Eames says the neglect of rural Ireland will be the central theme of her campaign.
We deserve more access to funding and to financing. I'm a former member of the EU Affairs Committee. I know how Brussels works. I'm looking forward to representing and being a good representative for the people of Donegal.
All over the country you hear about the urban-rural divide, the Dublin versus the rest of the country argument, and the belief here is north of the Galway-Dublin line, there is very clear disadvantage. That's something you'll be aware of. What can you do about it?
Well, I'm very aware of it, and like I said, it's just been recognised as well that there is that disadvantage to us because our region has been downgraded. We will use that evidence if we are rurally depopulating our areas because of lack of opportunity, that we're literally going to close down the region. I mean, young people have to and must follow opportunity. So we've got to invest in rural Ireland. And I'm bringing forward an initiative called Rural Direct Investment, which should be just as important as foreign direct investment, which obviously I support as well. So Rural Direct Investment will look at our region as an asset. I'm reliably informed that the Department of Finance is blocking many positive proposals, and then we need to look at how to have that explained and look at how that can be unblocked. Ireland is the only country in the OECD that does not have a regional development policy. Now, that is a scandal. That'll tell you that there's no definite plan for rural Ireland. It's just throw an odd bit of money at us to keep us quiet.
And that was Dr. Fidelma Healy-Eames. Local Link has confirmed limited bus service is to be established between Muff and Buncrana with a view toward extending it to a five-day-a-week service. The issue was discussed at a public meeting late last year with interest coming from the community, particularly in terms of schools and people attending medical appointments. That meeting was organised by Councillor Jack Murray. He says this is further proof of the importance of the Local Link initiative.
Throughout this process, I've been very praiseworthy of Local Link and the way that they've engaged with himself and the local community from the very start when we said we needed a bus service from Muff to Buncrana. We've been successful, and there will be from June on a bus 2 days a week, three times on each day, on a Tuesday and Friday, from Muff to Buncrana. So Local Link needed to be commended. I think the community who came together and put forward this case needed to be commended, and it's very, very good news.
The ideal would be a service every day during the week. Do you think it'll be proven over time that there is demand for a more regular daily service?
Yeah, and that is the plan. Now, the times that were agreed were done so after the views put forward by the community. We wanted an early morning bus so that less people who need to get their bloods taken, and then Buncrana would be up in time. There'd be another one in the afternoon for people who need to go to the supermarkets in Buncrana, and then there'd be a later bus back at 5:30 in the evening for schools. Students who stay back for extra studies or for sport in the evening. So they're very good times. They're suitable for people. But as you say, that there is room for this service to be expanded should it prove popular, and Local Link are very much open to expanding it. So I would encourage everybody in the community to use it as much as possible, because we will benefit if everybody uses it and takes advantage of it, and we will hopefully have more regular services in future.
And the Local Link model appears to be one which is working.
I couldn't speak highly enough of Local Link. I made the call to them a number of months ago, said I'd like to see a bus from Muff to Buncrana, asked them to come, would they come along to a public meeting. They did straight away. They came, they listened to concerns of the community, they took the concerns on board, and they've delivered.
And that was Councillor Jack Murray, and that's the evening news for today, Holy Thursday. Looking at the weather forecast, it'll continue dry and mild this evening and into tonight, with highest overnight temperatures 6 to 10 degrees Celsius, a few mist or shallow fog patches in just light southeast breezes. Dry and bright tomorrow, Good Friday, with long spells of hazy sunshine. Temperatures a little higher, with afternoon values tomorrow 18 to 21 degrees Celsius. Winds light to moderate and variable in direction. Looking at the main headlines this evening, Donegal County Council has voted to censure Councillor John O'Donnell after meeting in special session to discuss last month's SIPO report, which found he had contravened ethics and local government legislation. The Taoiseach has cast doubt over whether those affected by mica in Donegal will be compensated in full. Leo Varadkar told the Shannon this afternoon the redress scheme promised late last year will be implemented, and it will be done so in a number of weeks. However, he warned if the taxpayer is footing the bill, other initiatives may suffer and costing will be an issue. And the Mayor of Derry City and Strabane, John Boyle, says the visit to the region today by the US House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi was a huge honour for the city and very important for the whole of the Northwest region. We're back with news headlines again at 6. Until then, from the news team, good afternoon, good evening. The obituary notices for this Thursday evening, the 18th of April. The death has occurred of Sean McDevitt, Carrickfinn, Kincashla. His remains are reposing at his father's house in Carrickfinn with Rosary Nightly at 9 p.m. Funeral service on Saturday morning at 11 in Star of the Sea Church, Annagree, with interment afterwards in the new cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. and also on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or Sean Midlin, funeral director. The death has occurred of Tony Gallagher, Leib Garrow, Aranmore Island. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral service on Saturday at 12 noon with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Eugene McGuinness, Benbulbin Lodge, Sligo, and formerly of Port na Cross, Killybegs. His remains are reposing at his brother Martin's residence at Port na Cross until 11 o'clock tonight. Removal tomorrow morning at 11:30 to St Mary's Church, Killybegs, for service at 12 noon. Burial afterwards in the local cemetery. The death has taken place of Jean Canning, Jeannie, Nay Gibson, formerly of Ballyholy, Raffoe, and two Edgewater New Buildings. A funeral service will take place at her late home in New Buildings at 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, followed by burial in Burt Presbyterian Churchyard.
Family Flowers Only, please, donations in lieu if desired to Children's Heartbeat Trust, Belfast. All inquiries to Adair and Neely, funeral directors. And the death has taken place of Tony Floyd, 37 Barrack Street, Strabane. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow at 11:15 for service in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 11:30. Interment afterwards in St Mary's Cemetery, Melmount. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight.